Good evening. This is the City of Derby Finance Committee meeting. It's Thursday, May 26, 2022 at 5:01 p.m. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Clerk, will you please do the roll call?
Sure. Ms. DeGennaro?
Here.
Mr. Sampson?
Present.
Ms. Widomski?
Here.
Madam Chair, you do have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have none. Anyone else? Barb, Charlie?
All set.
Okay.
Nope.
Number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, public portion is closed. We'll move on to number six, approve minutes of February 24th, 2022 meeting. Can I have a motion to postpone to the June 23rd meeting?
So moved, Charlie.
So moved, Barbara.
Second, Charlie.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, great. Number seven, approved minutes of March 24th, 2022 meeting. Can I have a motion to postpone that to the June 23rd meeting?
So moved, Barbara.
Second, Charlie.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, number eight, status report update discussion and possible recommendations to full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. A, the 2020-2021 audit. I was in contact with Mr. Acavallo. The audit is not complete as of yet. Today we're on, I believe this is day 146 that we are late. He said he's working through some accounting issues. He's hoping to have it in by the end of the month, but we shall see, and I will keep everyone updated. Okay, B, Municipal Finance Advisory Commission. I think everyone listened to the last meeting. I don't think there's been anything else since that. I don't know. Actually, Mr. Mayhew, did MFAC send any recommendations from the previous MFAC meeting?
No.
No, there's no. Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's move on. The 2021-22 budget, revenue and expenses. I don't have anything for that, nor do I have anything for D, the 2022-2023 budget process. And stop me if anyone has anything to add. E, ARPA and other COVID fund spending. I think we'll get to that in number nine today. 8F, the pension plan. Charlie, did you want to just give a quick update?
Yeah, so the pension board set up a new RFP that was written by Maria Conlin. I believe she just finalized that in the last 2 weeks. And I believe that she'll be forwarding that to go out to bid, because we've been utilizing the same services for over 10 years to see what else is available out there for the investments.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Charlie, has it, yeah, so has, can I just ask?
Yeah.
So at the your last meeting, which I don't know when it was, last week, 2 weeks. So have you approved the RFP that Maria did?
Yes.
Did that happen?
Okay. Yeah, so she actually had a draft that was 98% complete. We had a couple of questions that she went back, did some research and updated it. She emailed it to the entire board, and we responded back with any other issues, but I found none when I went through it the second time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Next, 8G Capital Planning Commission. The members are in order and we'll be waiting for our meeting. H, the procurement policy, and I, the self-funding of health insurance fund. Obviously, without a finance director, we don't have to speak to. We don't have anything to discuss there. So let's move on to number 9, ARPA oversight administration proposal presentation from Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments to serve as the oversight compliance agent for the city of Derby regarding the use of ARPA funds. Is there someone from NVCOG who would like to take the lead on this?
Good evening, everyone. I'm John DiCarlo. I'm Municipal Shared Services Director for Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments. On the call with me is Michael Springle, our Finance Director, and Rick Dunn, our Executive Director, may be connecting momentarily. I'm going to leave it to Walt, who kind of got us on the agenda, to speak to what this is that I'm going to address. It's really not as much a presentation as answering questions regarding the proposal that we gave the City of Derby previously.
Madam Chairman, before we do that, can I introduce Nancy Balsas, who is our interim finance director? She's on under the heading here of Finance Gems.
The interim deputy finance?
Yes.
Director. Sure.
Yeah, Nancy comes to us, but she is serving right now as the interim finance director. She has over a decade of experience in municipal finance. She has an extensive record with the Waterbury office and a number of others. Nance, give them a brief bio, and then I promised her she could go.
I am a retiree from the city of Waterbury. I also worked with the on state and federal grants with the labor office that partners with the state and the federal government. So I have an extensive background in not only finance, but state and federal grants. And I think with Waterbury, I've seen just about everything. So I'm hopefully going to be a benefit, or am a benefit to you guys. And
I think the biggest benefit, Nancy, was that you left the city of Waterbury. That probably benefited you.
Actually, I enjoyed my work with the city of Waterbury. It was very educational, to say the least.
Yes, yes. I spent 20 years plus myself there, too.
So if there's anything else, if there's not anything else, I will say goodbye and let you go on with your business.
Thank you, Neil.
Are you with Robert Half, or which agency? No. Are you with?
I'm not with an agency.
Okay, so maybe this is a question for Walt. So how was she hired, Walt? Because I thought the board, we approved, the motion was to approve get a temporary person through a temporary agency.
She was found because of her interviewing with Shelton and the human resource director that we have, knew she was there and asked her to come over and see if she would be interested in working for us. You approved a rate up to, I believe, what was it, $70 an hour? And she is working for considerably less than that because she doesn't come through an agency.
Well, I don't think the board approved her as an interim finance director. We have a finance director. I don't think the board of aldermen approved.
I'm sorry, my mistake. She's replacing Angela, interim deputy finance director.
Well, I think that has to come to the board. So, because that wasn't approved by the board. Just so that may be an agenda item for next week, because I believe we approved a temp agency to work with a temp agency to hire somebody. That was my understanding.
Yes.
So, and that would be a further discussion.
We found no one who passed the vetting process through our auditor and the finance director in Orange. They vetted her through the process and approved her credentials, and she started. She's been on the job about 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think the board has to approve her, but we can discuss that at the full board. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Okay, so are we ready to do the NBCOG ARPA thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we are asking for permission to bring NBCOG in to minister the ARPA grant program. And the option that we're asking for is the full package that they offer. And the reason to do this is to make sure that we have someone who's qualified in guiding and assisting us through the ARPA process. They will help us with the vetting. They will help us to put together a program and a process that we can use. They don't have responsibility for it. They're just there as making input and suggestions. It will be up to the board to decide how to adopt whatever they want to adopt. One of the things that's become clear with the auditors that showed up, I think it was on Monday of this week for the COVID relief funds, is that we do not have a good deal of documentation to document why things were done. And that's one of the requirements that they're asking for. And so the process that we want to adopt, we want to make sure is going to be able to be easily used to comply with any audit requirements that will come up. And I'm assuming that with what happened in West Haven, there will be some extensive auditing of municipalities in Connecticut. The ARPA legislation is over 400 pages long. Even its scaled down summary is over 40 pages. And as a result, as NBCOG said, many larger municipalities invested and hired people specifically to administer the grant. The administration of the grant is a reimbursable expense within the grant, so it doesn't cost the city any dollars out of pocket. They have agreed to charge only the hourly rate for the services that are used. They've also agreed to place a cap on that use, but it's not expected that Derby, because of its size and the likely number of grant requests that are involved, would hit the maximum. This is something that Municipal Finance Advisory Commission doesn't want in the finance office. They don't want any grant administration or grant writing in there. They want all of that removed. And so this seems like it would be a good opportunity to do that. To date, we've received $1.8 million worth of ARPA funds. There have only been two expenditures that have been put on the books. One was for the ambulance that was talked about, and the other was for police overtime. I think the amount was around $63,000. So the city still has $1.7 million in the account. It will be getting another $1.8 million disbursement, I think, in the fall. So you're looking at a close to 3 point something million, and the process that we use is going to be critical for that.
I read your summary that you wrote. I've listened to multiple MFAC meetings from when Keith and David Taylor and Agata were there. I do not recall a consistent recommendation for removing all grant work applications from the finance department. I'm not sure where that's coming from.
No, that's definitely a recommendation that they've made. They've inquired about it specifically, and for that purpose, the possibility of hiring a part-time grant writer and grant, well, actually it was grant writer and administrator, was included as part of the current fiscal year budget. And I statused the entire board in an email that that was an ongoing process because of that. And I believe Alderman Sampson was willing to work with us on developing.
Also, you know, the deputy finance director position was, you know, beefed up, so to speak, to include grant management, not grant writing, but grant management. You know, when after Patty passed, you know, who worked on grants. You know, we looked at, you know, how the finance department was set up, and again, you know, beefed up that job description to include the grant management, as well as, you know, certainly other, you know, other credentials to you know, to get a highly qualified individual in.
Your finance department right now, even with a full-time finance director, would be overwhelmed to take on a program the size of ARPA. The system has struggled consistently to meet the requirements outlined by the audit. They've continued to, as of right now, I can tell you, they don't even have a monthly closing schedule in there. They don't have a quarterly closing schedule. They don't have a year-to-date closing schedule. Those are standard financial practices. There's a lot of work to be done in that finance office.
Oh, yes. We need, well, there needs to be people.
I understand that, but you also need to make sure that you give the people in there the opportunity to do what they need to do. Okay, you don't have, until Nancy showed up, you didn't have anybody in there who could write a journal entry. You didn't have anybody in there who could reconcile your bank accounts, not only just reconciling the bank accounts, but then reconciling them to the general ledger. You had, I think, close to 25 different funds that were out there. Many of them had zero balances, which the city was paying fees for. The place, even with your full-time finance director, had a significant amount of work that needed to be done.
That's why we hired a finance director and a deputy finance director. But I have a question, if I could go to Rick or John. And I think it was a statement that John made at our last Board of Aldermen meeting. And I want to make sure I understand. NVCOG does not determine the eligibility, correct, of using, that's up to us, using the funds for an expense.
Thanks for the question, Barbara. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a simple answer. Just be careful of the word eligibility. So John's job is, well, you pick the projects. It's up to the town. You decide the projects you want to do. John's job is to run a screen against the federal requirements to make sure that they're eligible under the federal guidance. But that's it. It's just a matter of us telling you that it's eligible or not under the federal guidance. You decide what you want to spend money on. You decide what projects you want to do. We're not involved in that. We don't want to be involved in that.
Because I thought that, and I didn't go back and listen verbatim, but in using the word eligibility, I mean, I don't know what else I could use. But you know, your function would be to manage those expenditures that come in to the eligibility criteria. Is that more fair statement to say?
No, I just to simply go through it. So the services we'll provide will work with your committee that makes the decision about what projects you want to undertake. We'll screen them to determine whether they're eligible under the federal guidance to make sure that you can spend money on that activity. But you guys decide what you want to do. Then once you decide what you want to do, we'll oversee the procurement process. We're going to use your procurement process to the extent that it meets federal requirements. If there were a procurement where your local purchase policy didn't meet the federal requirements, we would, you know, help you to adopt the federal requirements for that. If it required writing a specification, a request for proposals, a request for it could be a competitive bid, whatever that document is. Now, if we had to engage a professional to do that, let's say you decide you want to buy 2,500 laptops, we would hire a computer consultant to write the specification for that bid so we can put that item out to bid. That would not be part of our fee. That would come directly out of your grant, but if you can pay for that consultant. If you wanted to do a road, you would have the option of providing the design yourself and hiring an engineer to write the bid specs, or we could hire one for you. Again, that cost would come out of the grant itself. But in terms of eligibility, the only question is whether it's eligible under the federal act, and we're going to make sure that it is for you before you do the proposal process.
I kind of got the impression, I think more from John, that, you know, of a lot, I'm going to use the word liability now, that the liability was on the city, not on NVCOG. And I was more, I thought it meant that, you know, in terms of, you know, abiding by the rules, and that's where I guess I understood. I want to know, like, where's the disclaimer? That's like it easy from NVCOG and how this whole thing would work.
And Rick, you're on mute, but
go ahead, John.
And thank you for the question, Barbara. What we talked about, and I explained to the Board of Aldermen, I'll take one step back real quick to start at ground zero on where we got to. When ARPA was unveiled last year, our mayors and first selectmen asked us to put together a proposals for advisement and oversight of the municipal funds. None of the larger, like you said earlier, none of the larger cities took us up on the initial proposal. Several smaller ones did request a detailed breakdown of services and fees, including Derby. In the end, all of the other ones, every municipality to date has chosen to do it internally. What we were talking about, it gets to the crux of eligibility. You are the fiduciary when you're looking for the disclaimer. The disclaimer is the city of Derby is the fiduciary. We help ensure compliance with ARPA guidelines, with both the reporting and the eligibility. Rick kind of outlaid really well too the procurement, which we didn't detail at all in the previous discussion with the Board of Aldermen, which was obviously very brief. But you know, we ensure the projects are eligible. We ensure that the procurement's done, and Rick went into greater detail tonight, which is very important regarding if we have to hire any kind of expert, that's going to be beyond the fee that we've outlined. And we ensure that the reporting is done within the program parameters. But the city does remain the fiduciary. We create a voucher system for allocating the funds. The funds are going to be obligated by whatever committee or system the city determines. When that committee or board has a firm list of proposals it supports, we vet the eligibility. And, you know, we're not going to get into it while you're discussing the merits of it. But then if it's eligible, we authorize and send back to the city's finance staff to draw down from your ARPA allocation with the U.S. Treasury.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
John, you Charlie Sampson, you said that so far, no other town has moved forward with this, so you guys aren't doing any ARPA funds for anybody.
We are prepared to do it. We're prepared to do any kind of oversight that we do for a lot of our other programming for our towns and cities. This is something we've been geared up and ready to do in case anyone wanted to take us up on it. I've been studying ARPA for 16 months now, close to 16 months, and it's something we're familiar with. But it's something that, and maybe Derby's in a unique spot. Obviously, we're aware of the city's finances, but everyone else chose to do it in house, basically, is that I don't want to pretend that they didn't. They all chose to do it in house. The Derby may be in a different position in that regard, as you know.
Well, I think we could all agree that, you know, Derby has a lot of overhaul that needs to be done in the finance department. So I can kind of agree, and after seeing the letter that was sent to us by MFAC, that we should probably allow the full-time finance department to utilize its time to get itself back on track with best practices. And I kind of agree with some of the full project management. I've done a couple of grants myself, and I've actually read the ARPA award. So I'm familiar with what can be put against ARPA and what can't. I'm no expert. You probably read twice as much as I have, but the documentation in the full project management. So you guys would retain everything from the request and all of the specifications, the bid specs, and all of the finalized documents for us, and we would input our information into the Treasury site in regards to where these different little projects are finished and the costs.
Correct. And one thing I wanted to mention, because it is a subject that I've wanted to mention, is that we'd need full documentation of the funds the city's already spent from its initial tranche. I know Walt mentioned there was a couple of allocations. We're assuming the city documented those expenses were eligible and the procurement was done in compliance. If it hasn't, you know, reported the actions to date through the Treasury portal, that's going to have to be done in arrears.
I'm not sure. I can't speak for the finance department.
Right, but this is going forward.
Right.
So if I might, and I apologize, I have no idea who the chair is of this committee. Who am I supposed to be asking permission to speak?
Go ahead, Rick.
Who's that, Barb?
Sarah.
Is that Sarah? Okay.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. So you know, in terms of what we've proposed, what we've done, John has been assigned for the better part of the last year and a half to analyzing the federal act and advising the towns. We've been advising almost all of our towns on a regular basis. That's just what we do as part of our regular operations. As John recounted earlier, the request was made to put together a proposal for the towns if we would run their programs. So we put that proposal forward. That was at a lower number, it was at, I think, 3 or 4% cap, but that anticipated that most of the communities would participate. Most of the communities went out and hired some, which frankly I think is a smart move. You have someone that you're paying who's just doing this for you, but willing to do it. You know, we're not out searching for the business. We're more than willing to do it for any town that wants to. Derby's the only one who's come to this point with the request. So, you know, it's really up to you. It doesn't really matter to us. We're going to continue to provide advice to you in regard to eligibility or any other questions you have about implementing the act. Now, but if you want us to run it, then that's what we've laid out. We put together the proposal that we sent down, also some additional clarifications on roles and responsibilities. So, you know, I'm not, the price is the price. We don't get to fool with that. We have obligations to under uniform guidance from the federal government, because we're a federally funded agency, that we have to follow certain rules when we share the cost of our operations. We're not extending our indirect cost rate to this program, because we're considering you part of us, part of the COG. Normally we would have to charge you a rate that's almost double the hourly rate that we're gonna charge to the towns. The roles and responsibilities, though, I mean, I think the best way to look at it is this: you decide what projects you want done. It's our job to make sure that the procurements are done, whether you wanna buy 500 pounds of paper clips or you're paying your police overtime from last year, or you want to buy 2,500 computers, or you want to pave a road. It's our job to get you in compliance through that procurement process. Once it's ready for payment, there'll be a voucher system where we've checked off all the activities, all the procurement information, and then send the voucher down to your finance office for payment of the bill. Once
once the bill is paid and any of the other activities that are ongoing, we're going to compile them for compliance and reporting purposes. I think the only thing that's open, and you touched on this, Charlie, the only question that's open is who's going to physically log in to the Treasury site and enter the information. But we're going to compile a reporting for you, whether we enter it directly or you have someone there enter.
But the city, we're still going to do the finance department's still going to make the payments because we have the money, correct?
You have to draw down the federal funds and you have to write the check. We're going to send you a voucher saying that the payment, you know, the work's been done, the product's been received, everything's in place, everyone's signed off. Go ahead and make this payment. So we'll send you that voucher. You know, that there may be, depending upon the activity, there could be progress payments. So, you know, somebody's got to inspect and validate that the work is done through the extent that it's been billed by the vendor. But we're just sending a voucher down to your finance office saying, go ahead, pay this bill.
Yeah, so I don't, it kind of goes back to what Sarah had said that NFAC, well, would make this. I mean, there's still work being done out of the finance office. So there's still going to be, you know, that there's still a chore, for lack of a better word, and that needs to be done from the finance office with.
Yes, they with have that to cut a check. And, that's all it is. It's an accounts payable clerk cuts the check once she receives the voucher, just like she does for anything else. But she is not spending time administering the program, vetting anything, doing any of the other chores that NBCOG would do.
But I think they...
if you run 10 projects, if you will, under ARPA, her duties will be to cut 10 checks. That's it.
Barb, Charlie, I think the heavy lift here is the complete documentation. And for lack of a better thing, I don't think we have anybody currently today in a full-time position that can do, you know, like Walt said, maybe 10 different things. But the documentation is the key behind this, because if we ever get audited, and I don't know if you remember, we were audited on a $440,000 Fire Act grant, which I sat through a week's worth of stuff with those people. Having the appropriate documentation was big, but obviously that audit worked out well. But it without that documentation and keeping everything that the fire department kept, and that's the big part here. And I hate to say it, but I'm a little skeptical in where the finance department is right now without the, you know, those all the spots being completely filled, that anybody in there would be able to do anything more than, you know, try to get their own act together. So technically it's kind of like buying the services that we need to move these grants or move these projects forward through this grant, and having a second arm to keep all of the project files complete.
Just to add something in.
The grant writer to have, I'm sorry, John, what?
Wouldn't the grant
writer have something to do with that?
I think that's what a grant writer. Grant writers like Patty did. She would write the grants for us. She would
right.
And yeah, she would then administer and keep the documentation for every expense that was done. But we don't have a Patty right now.
I just wanted to mention quickly for everyone's background, the city is required to determine how it's going to use ARPA funds by December 31st, 2024. You're required to liquidate those funds by December 31st, 2026. There is, you know, obviously you could spend your allocations now if you do it correctly, but that is the requirement, just to keep in the back of your mind. You have to determine within the next 2.5 years how you're going to use it, and then use it within the next 4.5 years.
'24 to determine the funds use and use it by December of 2026. That was the date you said?
That is correct. That's correct.
Uh, Okay, well, I would like to look over this documentation, and I also think it would be wise if we reached out to some other towns to see what they are doing. You know, I believe that Woodbridge is using, you know, in-house staff, maybe Orange as well, see how they're handling it. And, you know, this may be the best way to go. And we can take that up, get some questions, get a little research done, and then come back next month and see if we have any other questions for Mr. DiCarlo and Mr. Dunn.
Sarah, the only thing I would say is that you have two checks that you've issued already out of the program. I don't know whether that has been filed properly. And so in the meantime, until we decide how to move forward, I think it would be wise not to expend any more funds allocated to ARPA. And there were some items in the budget that were requested, which I did vet with John about the eligibility, for example, police cruisers. And those are things that we can check with the police and find out what their time frame is on needing replacements, just so that we don't wind up taking too long and then impacting the city in other ways.
Oh yeah, no, there's police cruisers. There's been fire vehicles that went to capital planning last year that there was no movement on. So there's certainly, I've heard in other meetings, you know, the ARPA fund usage for stuff like that. So,
yeah,
you know, there's certainly some big ticket items that could, you know, easily, you know, police cruisers and fire vehicles could be $2 million easily worth of those ARPA funds.
Right. And it would behoove us to take all the requests in that we could possibly get so that we could sort through and make that kind of determination, you know, because if we do it piecemeal, we might find out that there's a request that, oh man, if we knew about that before, we would have done that instead of doing this. So.
Well, I'll agree, Sarah. I'd like to do a little bit more research on this, but I think Walt is right. And so we, you know, our board shouldn't spend any more ARPA funds. I think that the administration needs to get the two items into the Treasury website so that we do and make sure that appropriate documentation is there. But I'm kind of torn because the city of Derby, this is not the one and only grant we have received or yet will receive again. So it may behoove us to have a grant writer / coordinator on staff in the city of Derby. So I get where MV Cog is coming from, and we don't have that today. And what will it take for us to actually get that? It's still an unknown. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of money to start spending, and hopefully soon, because I want gas tanks at Public Works. But the city does not have the capability to take on this grant of this size and the number of projects I could foresee coming with this grant. And you know, we should have to decide as a city, you know, whether we retain it in-house or we utilize these services. But again, it's another thing we cannot drag out for, you know, 12 months making that decision and finding the right person, because these funds should be expended now.
Yes, and Mr. Mayhew, have the department heads begun to, you know, put in ARPA requests, or has the administration reached out to all department heads for ARPA requests?
No, the only requests that we have talked about with NBCOG are requests that came out of the budget process.
I just want to make sure you understood my question. Like, has the mayor's office reached out to the department heads to see what they may need for, or, you know, request for, you know, ARPA funds or capital requests for that matter.
We have waited to find out what the process was going to be for the ARPA funds, and we were hoping to include all capital requests and have them submitted to a committee. We could choose to use the Capital Planning Commission, for example, if that
okay.
was the ultimate.
So have you reached out to the department heads?
No, because there's okay. no, well, wait a minute, sir. Let me finish. There's no process in place for approval. There's no process in place for vetting these requests. We've only undertaken that process because of the budget process and people saying, oh, well, you know, I'd like a new police cruiser or two. Do you think we could get that under ARPA? So we did our due diligence under that request and reached out to NVCOG, and we were told we could. That's why we took it out of the municipal budget, because it was ARPA eligible. I don't know what process is out there that the aldermen have designed or will design to take all the requests from the departments. And I think it's kind of silly to ask for requests when you don't have a process in place on how to determine their eligibility, what the costs are involved, if they have to have specs written in order to be able to attain costs, who's going to do that work? You don't have a staff in place to do that kind of work. One of the things that we as an administration want to ask you consider is to be looking at the repairs to the parking garage. That's going to take an extensive amount of work to be done in order to be able to determine the cost. You might be able to determine whether that project is eligible relatively quickly. I'm sure John could probably answer that question off the top of his head. But to determine the cost that's involved and how much of an allocation needs to come out of the grant monies in order to do that, what the timeline is for completion, can it be completed according to the ARPA guidelines? That's an experience that only sits with NVCOG. And that, by the way, will not sit with any grant writer that you hire. It won't sit with any grant writer's administration because that's beyond their scope. One of the huge benefits that NVCOG brings to the table, and which they have demonstrated over and over and over again in their relationship with the city, is their full ability to manage grants. They are keenly involved with our process up at Cedar Development. They have been an extremely beneficial asset in helping us to navigate the complicated waters there. We had a conversation with them about a new grant that's come out from the state of Connecticut, and they are researching that for us and looking to be involved, if possible, in attaining those kinds of funds. This is not simply a grant writing kind of situation. I wish it were. It would be much easier. And just so everybody's aware, we have talked to NVCOG about the possibility of having a grant writer in conjunction with other municipalities. And they were in the process of reviewing that. I think, John, what did we say? There was only one other municipality that was looking for that same kind of assistance.
There's at least one other, thanks, Walt. There's at least one other municipality that's also looking for a part-time grant writer that could be a match for what Derby wants to do. And I just as I have the floor Charlie. For 1 second, because we mentioned, I laid out the timelines for determining the allocation and then spending it. There's a couple of things that you can't, if you're going to be holding on to the money for any length of time, some of your residents, some of your fellow officials might ask you this question. Well, why don't we invest it? Why don't we put it in a rainy day fund? Those are verboten. You can't use ARPA funds on any kind of investment, on any kind of rainy day fund. And the other category that's completely forbidden is any kind of legal settlement. That will never, you can't use it for any of those things. That's spelled out, was spelled out from day one, and it's in the final rule. I just want to mention that while I have the floor.
Thank you, John. Barb, did you have something?
I have a question for Charlie, because Charlie, can you create that the paperwork that was going to go to the department heads regarding, and then it was going to come back for capital, you know, was it a capital I, what the requester, didn't you create that document?
So I did put something together.
We had a discussion about that.
Yeah, so I did put something together for not only, well, basically it's the same as the capital plan.
Right.
The only thing I didn't have was a paragraph in there on the guidance of what these funds could be utilized with. Like I said, I've read the guidance on the that was put out by the Treasury Department, and I have my own thoughts on it, but I'm not going to say I'm John DiCarlo, who's been dealing with this for 18 months. So that's the piece that that form just doesn't have available. And that has to be put into it or edited into it, just so when department heads look at the forms and they want to do their capital planning, you know, like let's say, you know, once again, Public Works in the fuel tanks, that they know they want to do that. They need $500,000. Oh, look at this is what I can put in for an ARPA request, because here's the guidance. I just don't have that guidance for them, and I don't want to make a mistake with it.
Okay, so let's take a look at these documents, come up with more questions. Let's see what some of the other municipalities around us are doing and how they're handling, and then we'll come back next month. And in the meantime, we will not expend any more ARPA funds, which I don't know if that needs to go to the full board, probably. Well, I guess it, you know.
Well, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does. There's nothing on the agenda for that, so.
Yeah.
Have to be an agenda item.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
So I just, you know, I apologize, I'm moving between meetings. I've been driving, but I've been listening. It's clear you guys have, you know, discussion and decisions to make on your side that really don't involve my agency or my staff. I just want to make sure before we leave tonight, are there any questions about the process, the services, or the activities that we would take in terms of that process? Because you have to make your own decision about who you want to run the program for you and how you want to approach that. But I want to make sure we've given you enough information regarding what we would actually do and how we would do it. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
Well, if I end up having a question, I'll just call you. But I
trying
to understand a little bit more too. Yeah.
No, you guys can call me anytime. Yeah. I don't want to make John and Mike come out for more meetings where we're not really involved in the conversation. You know, I'd prefer to do it myself. They don't get paid to do this, so.
Rick, actually, I think the scope that you gave us gives us a great amount, and you know, we're going to utilize that against a conversation that we'll have to have in the future, or hopefully brief future, in my opinion. But can Derby do this? And today the answer is no. Are we looking to try to do this? And that's probably what's going to have to be answered in short term. But no, I thank you very much for what you put together.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no. You don't have to thank me. You guys already pay me to do this. Pay us to do this kind of work. You don't have to thank us, but I appreciate it. It's nice to hear. But again, I'll come to any other meetings unless there are any other technical questions that John or Mike can answer for you or need to answer for you. I'll be the one to come to meetings if there are any others in the future. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, just for the board, I don't know if it's a recommendation to this from this board to the full committee, but I don't know if it would then be a recommendation from the Board of Aldermen to the vote, because I think it would have to be something also going over to the vote that no expenditures be made.
Can we just put it on the next full board agenda and then, you know, speak to the boat and.
Yeah, I would want to make sure that something be sent over to the boat from the Board of Aldermen just to.
Sure.
Suspenders.
Sure.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam, just also to recall that the board did pass a vote some months ago that did say that no ARPA or any COVID funds, including ARPA, could be spent without the approval of the board. So
right,
that's already in place. So that would.
Yeah. So maybe we don't need to do anything because it's already, we're already there. Yeah. I don't know if we really need to do anything.
You don't need to do anything more. You just not to, need not.
Yeah,
to
that's it. Fine. That's yep. fine.
All right.
Okay.
And also if there was a proposal, can that please be sent here so that we have it for the record if you not received that?
I can send that over to you, Mark. Okay, number 10, Charlie?
Motion to go cook my steak on the grill.
I'll second that.
Motion to adjourn. Second, 5:56.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thanks. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
It is, what time is it? Dun, dun, dun. 5:52.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to stop this recording.